Our Academic All-Star interviews continue today on Regional Radio. It's our pleasure to visit today with Natasha Hafner. She is the salutatorian at Farmington High School for the class of 2019. And Natasha, congratulations.
Thank you.
It looks like you've had a fun 4 years, or it sounds like you've had a fun 4 years at Farmington.
I have.
Tell us about your high school career and some of the different things that you were involved in.
I was mainly involved in track and cross country. That was a big part of my high school career.
Is that something you really enjoyed?
Yes, I do.
What events did you compete in?
For track, I ran the 800s.
Do you prefer track or cross country?
I like track better. It's a lot shorter.
That's a lot of long running across country, right?
Yes.
Were you involved in any groups or organizations at the high school?
I was involved in National Honor Society.
Congratulations on that. That's not easy to get a hold of either.
No.
Did you know right away that you would be competing for one of the top academic spots at Farmington?
No, I really had no idea. I wasn't even really in the top 20 until my junior year, and I never really tried that hard to get into the top spots. It just turned out that way.
So once you found out you were in the top 20, did you kind of put it into another gear?
Oh, definitely I did. Yeah.
Well, tell us about your parents, Natasha.
Well, my mom is Pamela Hafner. She has her own business. She sells frames online. It's Frame for All. And then my dad is Richard Hafner, and he does, like, construction work.
How have they supported you through your time at Farmington High School?
Well, they've always been there for me and just supported me whenever I needed to talk or needed help with homework or something. They always try their best to help me out.
Do you have any brothers or sisters at home?
Yes, I have a sister, Bianca Hafner.
Is she a younger or older sister?
She's 2 years younger than me.
So you've kind of been her role model, right?
I've tried.
Do you all get along pretty good?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Does she do some of the same things you do, like running and whatnot?
No, not really.
So you're graduating from Farmington, and now you're moving off to college. Tell us about your college plans.
I plan to go to Mizzou.
What made you decide on Mizzou?
Well, they have a lot of different majors that I liked, and I'm thinking about going into social work, and they have a good program with social work.
So you really haven't totally decided on your major yet?
No, I haven't.
What makes you think social work might be a good choice?
I like the aspect of being able to help other people, and I thought about psychology for a long time, and I just thought that social work had a lot more options for me.
So as you're deciding on what to do while you're at Farmington, did you have a particular teacher or a counselor that really kind of helped you through the tough times?
I would say Dr. Reeves was the teacher that helped me the most, just with all the college classes I was taking. He just had a lot of solid advice for me.
What was his best advice he ever gave you?
I'm not sure.
Just keep pushing on?
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got this whole summer ahead of you. I guess you'll go to Mizzou in like early August or so?
Yeah.
What are you going to do on your last summer of freedom before college rigors set in?
Probably just spend a lot of time enjoying doing nothing, and I'm going to try to work.
Where do you work at?
Well, I help my mom with her frames.
Yeah. Are they pretty good frames?
I think so. Yeah.
And as you look back on your 4 years, were they fun years for you?
They were fun years.
And as you look ahead now, once college is set up, do you want to come back and live in Farmington, or would you like to maybe travel and see a bit of the world?
I think I'd rather travel first for a while at least.
Is there anywhere in particular you'd like to go?
No, I really don't have many plans yet for the future.
Sounds like you've got a lot of questions you want to get answered as you move forward, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Well, congratulations on being named the salutatorian at Farmington High School. Natasha, we wish you the best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right, that's Natasha Hafner. She is the salutatorian at Farmington High School for their class of 2019, and she's been a part of our Academic All-Star interviews here on Regional Radio.